News in brief at Press TV. Russia is urging members of the UN Security Council to back a draft statement barring crude oil sales by terrorist groups in Syria. Now, the draft strongly condemns any engagement in direct or indirect trade of oil with terrorist groups such as ISIL and the Al-Nusra Front. The Russian Foreign Ministry has issued a statement warning the United States against increasing its support for Syria's armed opposition. It says additional U.S. support for the militants would only bolster a caliphate declared by the ISIL Takfir militants in parts of Iraq and Syria. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has discovered a number of cars loaded with explosives on the border with Lebanon. The vehicles were prepared for terrorist attacks by militants. Now, the army found the cars in Al-Qalamun region as it foiled an infiltration attempt by members of the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. A U.S. federal appeals court has revived a lawsuit against a defense contractor for torturing detainees at Iraq's notorious Abu Ghraib prison. Well, the lawsuit was filed in 2008 on behalf of four Iraqi detainees. It details how employees of the Virginia-based CACI International encouraged soldiers to abuse prisoners. While the U.S. plans to bolster its military presence in Iraq, the Pentagon says it is sending around 300 additional troops, as well as a detachment of helicopters and drone aircraft to the country. About 200 troops had already arrived in Iraq to reinforce security. The Israeli troops have shot dead a Palestinian teen during a raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Hours earlier, Israeli army also demolished two homes belonging to suspects in the murder of three Israeli teens during raids there. Israel has carried out over two dozen airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, Israeli warplanes struck several sites in Khan Yunis and Rafah, but there are no immediate reports of any casualties. On Sunday night, one Palestinian was killed and two were injured in an Israeli assassination drone attack. Now, the Bank of Japan says business confidence has dipped after prices spiked due to a sales tax hike introduced in April. Now, the business confidence among large manufacturers plunged 5 points to plus 12 in the April-June period. The reading was the first decline in six quarters.